just want to take a few minutes and talk about this concept called discipline, which is kind of a bad word, especially if you are thinking, I've tried that before and it didn't work, which is the nature of why we need disciplines in our life. One of my favorite authors, his name's Dallas Willard, he describes discipline as this: train yourself today so that you can do something tomorrow that today you can't do by direct effort. Meaning this is that I'm going to do what I can today, run around the block, so that maybe in a few months I can run a marathon. It doesn't matter how bad I want to run a marathon today. I can't do it. I'm not developed enough for it. I'm not trained enough for it. If I go out there and try, I'll actually probably injure myself. I know I'll definitely frustrate myself and I'll tap out. I might be able to gut out a few miles, but not 26. However, I know I can do this because I can run around the block once. And then maybe tomorrow I can run around 1.5 times. And I remember when I was training to do that, I was going to say my first marathon, my only marathon, because I'll never do that again. But I downloaded a program by a guy named Hal Higdon. It's a really famous trainer. And the first week I ran 1.5 miles. And then the second week I tacked another 0.5 mile onto it. And over 16 weeks, I trained up to that marathon length. I think it's the same thing when no matter what you approach in life. Hey, I want to be more disciplined in my spiritual life. And so then you sit down and you say, I'm going to read through the Bible. And it just doesn't work. I think you have to get more intentional about something like that. It's like, I'm going to do a little bit every day. And then as I develop that part of my life, then I'm gonna add on this. I'm gonna pray a little bit every day, and I'm gonna read a little bit every day. And then it's like when we did the 35-day challenge. I'm just gonna do a little bit every day, and then over time, you get new muscle memories. It's the same thing with going to the gym. I'll get into probably the hard part of this later, but it's if you go to the gym and say I'm gonna get in shape today, you're not. You know, if you work out at the gym and then look in the mirror on Monday and go, what changed? The answer is nothing. If you look at it on Tuesday, what changed? Nothing. If you look at it on Wednesday, nothing changed. All right. But over time, if you look at the gym, the mirror that first day and go, okay, this is what it is. And then a month later, 6 weeks later, you take that picture or you stand in front of the mirror and make those comparisons. Then you see change over time. Right. And the key elements of that are consistency. I showed up over and over and over and over and over. I didn't notice, like, when did your relationship with God get better? Like, you can't point to like a Tuesday, you know. It's like, I don't know, over the last weeks or months, I have sensed this or I've known that. It's the discipline is all about repetition, training yourself. It's the same word, training yourself to do something over and over and over. So you build up new muscle memories, new capacities, new habits. And that takes a lot of time. Nobody's going to become super fit over time. Nobody's going to lose a lot of weight instantly. It all takes time. Spiritually, same way. Physically, same way. Emotionally, same thing. You can go to counseling, you know, once, and all it probably does is make it worse, right? So you go back a second time, right, and a third time. But if they would have told you, think about this, if I'm right on this, if they would have told you, okay, here's what we're going to talk about today, and on session number 10, this is what we're going to talk about, you can't even imagine talking about that. So you don't even show up for session number one or two, right? Because you can't imagine that we'll ever be able to talk about what we're going to do 10 sessions from now. Don't worry about that. Just show up for session one and then session two and then session three. And then 10 will make sense when you get there, but it won't make sense today. And that's all about discipline. Now, here's probably the hardest part about discipline. And this is what Andy Frisella and the 75 Hard, the whole thing is about mental toughness. And I don't agree with him on everything on this, but I do agree with him on this, is we've become a culture of excuses, of giving ourselves a pass, of not doing what we said we were going to do. And we justify it, you know, in a lot of parts of our life. And it's not just like, okay, we'll use the gym because that's the easiest. It's like, okay, I'm going to work out every day this week. Well, then Monday you work out, Tuesday you're sore, Wednesday you didn't get to bed on time. And so you give yourself a pass and go, okay, I'm going to skip today, but I'll make it up tomorrow. And then you go to the gym on Thursday and you have two workouts and then they're like, I can't do that. And about a week into it, you just quit, right? It's maybe you took on too much all at once, and you can't keep that pace, but maybe it's just the biggest spiritual discipline, muscle memory that we need to develop in our lives is I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. Right. I'm going to do that in all areas of my life. I'm going to drink a gallon of water every day. I don't know if it's makes me more healthy or what, but no one told me to do this, but I said I was going to do it. I'm going to stick to my diet for 75 days in a row. And at the end of that, I look back and went, I kept my word. And usually what I find is that all my parts of my life are related. If I give myself a pass on working out or on diet, I also give myself a pass on spending time with Robin. Or if I say that's good enough, I'm not going to, go that extra, yard or extra, whatever the saying is, that extra mile at work, I'll go home and look at things I need to do. And I'm not going to do them there either. And so, and that shows up at the gym, that shows up in all the parts of my life. If I get frustrated and kind of cheat something on this part of my life, I usually cheat something on that part of my life. And I think the key to discipline, I was talking to my friend Vinny today, is like, hey, and he's I've seen his life change over the last decade. And I'm like what was one of those, like, I don't know if it's a pivotal moment, but what had to happen for that part of your life to change? And he said, you had to make a decision. You have to make a decision. This is what I want my life to be about. This is what I want my life to, this is where I want to go. This is my destination. This is what I want to happen. And then you surround yourself with some people who want to go the same way. If you're the only guy on a diet, you're going to fail. If you're going to go to the gym by yourself and never get encouragement from anybody else, you're probably not going to nobody can do the work for you. But if you have some people around you trying to do the same things, if you're surrounded by men who are really going after a solid marriage, you're going to take that on. If you're surrounded by men who are going to bitch and moan about their weddings or their kids or their wives or whatever that is, you're going to take that on. This is just what we do. But the same thing is good. If we're around some people going, Hey, listen, we all said hands in the middle, we're not going to drink alcohol in June. All right. I'm just making that up. Right. Then you hold yourself accountable because it's like, okay, I can't do that by myself, but we can't. And then the third thing is that when those demons come online and those messages come online that say quit, you have to go back to those earlier messages. Who did I say I want to be? Where did I say I want to end up? And who do I need to talk to tuck me off this ledge? Because there's part of me wants to tap out. And if you try to knuckle it alone or go in any area of your life, everything from Bible study and prayer, growing in your marriage, sticking to a diet, building up your body, learning to run a marathon, learning to any new activity, it's always better to go, okay, first of all, here's my goal. Two is I'm going to surround myself with people with the same goal. And three is I'm going to have to come back and revisit. Okay. When I want to quit, what did I say I was going to go for? And then you go back to that original commitment. It's a decision. I think more than anything, disciplines are a decision. I got up this morning at 4:00. My alarm went off. And I got out of bed and I just started getting ready. I didn't lay there in bed going, am I going to go to the gym today? I just go to the gym, right? And I same way. It's am I going to pursue my wife today? It's not a decision I make. Or am I going to go home today? Or am I going to have three drinks today? Those aren't decisions that are on my radar anymore. I already made a decision about that. Two's my limit. I go home every day. I go home and pay attention to my wife every day. I go home and spend time with my wife every day. I will reach out to my kids this week. I'm busy. They're busy. And my wife is the voice in my ear going, hey, have you touched base with the kids? Have you touched base with the kids? And I'm like, yeah, I need to do that. I need to do that. And sometimes I don't feel like it. And she reminds me of what's the most important thing? Family. All right. You're the dad. Do what you said you were going to do. And I'm like, you're right. You're right. And she doesn't nag me. She encourages me. And the same thing goes back to her when she's feeling down. I'm like, hey, remember what we said we were going to do? Remember what we said all that? And that helps. So discipline is about One, a decision. A decision that you make, and you might have to commit to it over and over again, but you don't have to decide if you're going to decide that today. I made that decision. This is what my life is going to be about. Two is, I need to surround myself with some people, some teaching, some support, so I don't have to do this by myself. And three, I need to be aware that a message is going to come online, tiredness is going to come online, frustration is going to come online, and it's going to make me want to quit. And then I'm going to have to go back to that original decision and go, okay, this is who I am, this is what I'm going for, and this is where I want to end up. And then you get out of bed and you go do what you need to do. There's no shortcut. There's no shortcut to becoming a disciplined person in any area of your life, spiritually, physically, relationally, emotionally. It is always a marathon. And if you try to get there all at once the first day, your knees will collapse and you'll quit in all areas of your life. So you do a little bit every day and a little bit more every day and a little bit more every day. But you never, ever, ever quit until you get to your goal.